Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. You know, Gail Buskey, we're having a little technical difficulty getting Gail on the show. We're working on that. But in the meantime, Gail was going to talk to us about working virtually. And that's a topic that I know a fair amount about because I've done quite a bit of that. And it's something that is a 21st century thing, really, to a large degree. I guess you could say it began in the 20th century, but the technology that we have these days, that the telecommunications capability that we have these days, really makes working virtually with people really makes it efficient. Makes it more plausible, more acceptable, more financially desirable, and it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for you if you can work virtually. Now, there are a couple of ways of doing this. There's a couple of kinds of relationships you can have with actually more than a couple, but I'll name off a couple of three. One is the virtual assistant way, which is what Gail talks about primarily, but that's a little more of an intense type of a situation, and it probably takes a little extra effort to pull off, because this person is your assistant. Now, I do currently have a number of relationships with people who are 20 years ago, these people would be your employees. But because of their high level of skill that I need in my business, these are people that today I don't have to hire them. I can just rent them. And so I have those kinds of relationships, and I've done quite a bit of work over the years with people who have become confidants. They've become very important and integral to my business, and we've worked very closely together, and I have paid them for their services, and I counted on them, and if it hadn't been for them, I wouldn't have been able to have accomplished what we've accomplished. We wouldn't have been able to have pulled off what we pulled off here at Small Business Network. And these are people that to this day, I still haven't met face to face. So they're relationships that could, when I think of these people that I'm talking about, I don't consider them to be employees. I don't consider them that to be a virtual employee relationship because they have their own business. But they plug in at levels that make them a major component of my business at a level that I have to trust them. I have to have confidence in them. I count on their confidence and their loyalty to me, even beyond a typical vendor-customer relationship. And that's the virtual type of thing, relationships. That's one example of the virtual relationships that you can have today, and it works very well. The first is the administrative assistant, which I'll talk again about in a minute, and then of course the vendor relationship I mentioned, and then there's the customer relationship. How comfortable are you with a customer? How well do you function when you have customers that you don't see very often, maybe not at all. I've done business with sponsors of our show for where we had done business for 3 years before I ever met any of them face to face. Now that's pretty high class virtual right there, I'll tell you that, folks. But you can do it. And some people think that the internet, they usually say something like, you know, the internet is cold, it's a cold environment. The internet doesn't, it's not like face-to-face, it's not personal. Well, you know what? That's hogwash. And I'll tell you why. Some of the best friendships that I have right now, and I really mean this, maybe it's like that song, like that country song, Brad Paisley, you know, he's got a new song out that's the title of it is I'm So Much Cooler Online. Maybe it's because I'm so much cooler online. But seriously, I have wonderful friendships that I have around with people around the world, and we've never met. People who have done me favors, I've done them favors. They call on me when they need something that they can't get locally. I call on them when I need someone to talk to about certain things. They have capability. They have perspectives. They have tools and information that I can use. And I just encourage you to think about leveraging your community in a virtual way. You've heard the 6 degrees of separation story, right? Where you're never more than 6 degrees of separation from anybody else in the world. Well, if you're like me and you think that's a pretty cool thing to imagine, one of the best ways to really get to that point where you could be 6 degrees of separation away from anybody, and in many cases 1 or 2 degrees of separation, the way you pull that off is to get comfortable with virtual relationships, with people that you talk with by email, people that you talk with by instant message, people that you text, people that you talk with on the phone. All of these kinds of relationships are 21st century relationships that are very important to your success this century. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got has come. And the land is dark. And I really have appreciated the opportunity to be part of the show, and you are to be applauded for all the work that you do and for how much you care about all of us and what we do. No, I won't be afraid. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. And we got they're talking about working with people virtually. You know, if some of you may hear me talking about the global economy, and that we live in a global society. We have a global marketplace, and I talk about small business, and I talk about the global economy. You know, some of you out there in flyover America, where I am, by the way, and you know, might be saying, well, you know, what's that have to do with me? I live in Sheboygan, or I live in Sioux Falls, or I live in Dime Box, Texas, or you know, Marion, Indiana, wherever you live. How do I plug into the global? What's the global marketplace have to do with me? Well, folks, it's the truth. And one of the ways for you to become part of this quicker and to be a fully fledged member of the global marketplace, you know, you're the person you do business with virtually doesn't have to be on the other side of the planet. You just have to make yourself available to that possibility. And you know, one of the greatest challenges that small business owners have these days is finding qualified people to work with them, to work for them. It's a huge challenge right now. And I think it's one of the threats to our economy. But so I encourage you to look around at the jobs that you need to have done that you're having trouble filling. And then I want you to re-qualify, re-categorize those jobs. And I want you to put them into two different categories. One category are the jobs that must be done, by a physical person in front of you, so to speak, inside your business. Someone who has to show up. I mean, you can't virtually open the door to your business. Somebody has to physically come and open the door to your business. So if you need somebody to open your business, close your business, you need somebody to count inventory, you need somebody to stand at a counter and wait on a customer, then you know what? That's not a virtual prospect. But what are some of the other jobs you could do that could be virtual? Believe it or not, how about accounting? How about payroll? There are many things that you do in your business you could do with somebody who you would never meet. So think about that. Think as you look for ways to grow your business with if you're like me, we're all undercapitalized. All small business owners are undercapitalized. If you're look at better ways and more efficient ways to grow your business with the limited capital that we all have, virtual relationships are a good way to do that. And I encourage you to seek them out. I encourage you to give them a try. When you find somebody, somebody could recommend you. When you ask somebody, who do you know who can help me with this? When you ask somebody that, tell them that it doesn't have to be somebody in your hometown, if that's a possibility. And I'll tell you something else, folks. When you start meeting people out there across the country, around the world, when you meet one person and you develop a friendship, you develop a business relationship with that one person, then you are now connected to everybody in their communities, and they're connected to everybody in your communities, and you have the ability to help each other out in that case. When you have the ability to work to help each other out with your communities, the other person can leverage the people that you know in your communities, and you can do the same with them. Now let's meet two people like that. Well, think about that. Think about all the people you know. Think about all the people you know in all the communities, your business community, your personal community, your education community, your faith life community, whatever it might be, the industry that you work in. Think about all the people you know, and think about meeting someone else like you somewhere else, and then think about meeting two people like that. Look at the leveraging power of those relationships, and that's what the virtual world can offer you. That's what the virtual relationships that you can build can offer you. And I will tell you, folks, for me, and I'm talking for myself, it has been very, very powerful. It's very exciting to me to think about knowing the people that I know whom I've never met, and how many of those people have helped me, and how many of those people I have helped. And I believe, I actually am naive and Pollyannish enough to believe that there's a peace dividend in all that too. Because when you know somebody like that, especially if they live in another country, you can't hate those people, can you? And if we can build more of that around the world, I think we can wrap up the 21st century in peace, global peace. That's what I'd like to see. Going to take a quick break, right back with our good friend Jonathan Zook right after these messages. He's been to the Consumer Electronics Show. He's going to tell us what he found there. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.